Well, hello, it's season 5, and we are super excited that you are here as we dig into one of my favorite subjects. This season, we will be chatting with some amazingly smart and influential people in and around the arts and entertainment industry about something I like to call the inner critic. Who is this mean voice that constantly tries to stop us? And how do we confront it and kick it out of our way? From therapists to deliverance ministers to fashion icons and entrepreneurial geniuses, we are going to talk about that inner voice that wants to stop our creative passions and hinder our ability to shift culture. Head on over to my website, lindseymorgan.co, and use the promo code LOVE for 50% off the Crushing Your Inner Critic Masterclass. And now, let's get to that conversation with this week's incredible guests about their journey with the inner critic. So today on the podcast, I want to tell you a couple stories. One about the inner critic that decided to annoy me from the outside. And when I say the inner critic, I mean the enemy. Like, it was actually not my self-criticism. It wasn't my self-rejection. It wasn't any of that. It was just plain old the enemy. And I've heard of things like this happening, but it's not actually happened to me like this before. So I was on a call, actually, with someone who had listened to some of my content and was interested and wanted to talk to me a little bit more. And it was a great call. And I was walking and talking to this person. And then this man, I think he was a homeless man, was sitting on the side of the sidewalk, which I often, encounter homeless people everywhere. I mean, where I live, they're everywhere. And so, it's kind of normal. And I was walking by and this man started speaking really derogatory towards me, like very like inappropriate things about like my body and just like calling me ugly. I mean, it was like, I've not encountered that before on the inside. Yes, but not on the outside. And it was like, y'all, something rose up in me. I didn't care who was on the phone, # overcoming people pleasing. And I was not about to allow this person to speak to me inappropriately like that. And I turned to this man and I was like, sir, you have no right to speak to me like that. Y'all, that is so not the way I used to roll, okay? Like, I used to be, oh my gosh, I don't even know. You know what I used to do? I used to think it was loving for me to not stand up for myself, to let someone berate me, to let somebody, say completely inappropriate, like downright, like kind of vulgar things to me. You know, it wasn't just somebody who was, lacking, the ability to just like be a kind human. This was derogatory and vulgar. And I just turned to him like, something rose up in me and I was like, I am done with you. You know what I mean? Like, I am done with you, spirit of self-hatred that I have worked my little butt off with God's amazing grace to get out of my life. Like, you are not about to now come after me like through people. Like, there is no way. And it was just so funny because I really also didn't care. That sounds bad, but wasn't like overly concerned with the gentleman on the phone who I was talking to. And I kind of told him what happened pretty generally and then just moved on with the conversation. And after I got off the phone, I'm like, okay, Lord, like that was a little crazy. But, and so I just wrote the gentleman I was on the phone with a message. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry for, you having to hear that. I said, I used to not stand up for myself. And God has been teaching me how to stand up for myself. And I used to think it was loving to let people basically berate me. And I've learned, like, no, that's actually not love. Sometimes love is telling people the truth, right? So, and I know it wasn't that man. I really do. I know it was like a spirit within him that is probably the spirit that is a little ticked that I don't, you know, really operate in that anymore towards myself. So it was quite interesting. So that was yesterday. And then another fun testimony today. So I had a great interview this morning with someone that it was kind of crazy that they even came on my podcast. Like, they're really busy and very, like, I mean, just really are a CEO of something you've heard of, and it'll come out in a few weeks. And I, you know, have really no business having this person on my podcast. Like, I mean, I'm not putting myself down. I'm just like living in reality, you know? But God made a way. And so it was a big deal for me and really took it very seriously. Such an honor. And it was great. It went great, you know, but there was just a lot of kind of intensity leading up to it because of just like the impact this person has. And just, you know, getting to do that was quite an honor. And so afterwards, you know, I just was like processing and, you know, felt like the Lord was like, let's go celebrate. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, so, well, I don't know how you guys celebrate, but I went and celebrated at the nail salon, and which I've not been to in probably a year. And so that was really fun. So went and, you know, was sitting in the chair and I just like moseyed in, you know, and this woman looked at me and she goes, wow, she goes, you have a really carefree spirit. And I was like, or maybe she said a carefree way about you. And I said, oh, well, thank you, you know. And she goes, really, you do? She goes, quite amazing when you walked in. Like, it just like you just carry this like very carefree, you know, way about you. It really works for you. And I was just like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. I'm like, that's very kind of you. I'm like, well, to be honest with you, I've been through a lot of healing. And I think a lot of that healing is, you know, really kind of lifted some things off of me and set me free in a way, you know. And she's like, wow, well, that's really amazing, you know. And I was like, thank you. I'm like, well, truth be told, if you'd have saw me a couple days ago, like I wasn't, you know, I go, I had a good day today. I'm like, if you'd have saw me a couple days ago, I was not maybe, you know, feeling like this. And she goes, well, we have to take those good days for what they are. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And so after, you know, I thought, darn, I didn't tell her about Jesus. You know, that's what I was thinking. And I wasn't beating myself up about it though. So hello, we are winning over here. But I was talking to the Lord about it, you know, and I was like, darn, you know, Lord, I wish I would have, you know, been able to like share with her that it's you know, like you're the one who helped me. And I used to do that all the time. I used to like always like just push Jesus right out in front of any kind of situation like that. And, you know, as we grow and mature, we kind of learn God sometimes has little strategies and things behind just the situations we're in. And so, you know, I was like, oh man, I really wish I would have like told her it was Jesus, you know, what if I miss an opportunity? But I didn't beat myself up. So I just prayed. I said, Lord, you know, give me another chance. I'm like, have her start talking to me, have her ask me something so that I can bring you up. And so it was probably half hour or so. And, you know, I was just minding my own business. Wasn't like trying to like, you know, save the woman, cause I can tend to do that. And, which can be good, but also can be, you know, kind of weird. And so I was sitting there and she turned to me and she said, so she goes, what do you do for a living? Oh no. She asked me, where do I live? Do I live around here? I'm like, yeah, I actually live not too far. And she goes, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, and this is always a good question for me because then I can segue into the Lord. And so I said, oh, I'm an author and I have a podcast and a couple, you know, building a business. And she said, oh, awesome. What do you write about? Which is like perfect, right? And I was like, oh, I write like what I call Christian self-help, which I know is a little bit of an oxymoron, but anyway, that's what I kind of see as what I do. And because guess what? Just because we're Christians doesn't mean we don't need some help, right? Okay. Jesus set us free, but sometimes we need some help walking in it, right? So anyway, I've said that for years and I'm like Christian self-help. And she's like, oh, wow. She's like, that's so interesting, you know? And she just kept talking to me and asking me questions. And it was like so easy. You guys, it was so easy for me to just keep talking, you know? And it was just so fun. And like, you know, and I'd heard her on the phone, and you know, she was a different faith, and it's a faith I really love and respect. And I was like, oh, I love, you know, I love your people. And so it was really just, you know, very honoring, and me not trying to change her, but just loving on her. And it was really fun and kind of a new way for me, because I used to be the girl who wanted to change the people. And instead of just like, let your light shine, you know what I mean? Let them know where the light comes from in a way, but like, not your job to change them right there in the like nail salon chair. Although sometimes it is, right? But not always. And that's why it's good to connect with God on that, you know? And again, like, just us on the podcast moving from, you know, the season of the inner critic, the season of exposing the inner critic, into a season that's going to be about love. I just thought it was kind of a funny couple days, you know? Like, yesterday the inner critic was like on my case, and then today I felt like God was showing me how to just love this person and not try to change them or tell them that their religion was wrong and mine was right. Although I believe like Christianity and Jesus is the only way. But you know, when you just meet someone, maybe it's not for us to just try to like hammer down and change them. Maybe it's for us to love them and then just like let the Lord lead. So, you know, cause it, for me, it could get fear-based, right? It could be like, but if I don't, then it won't. And then it'll be my fault. And you know, and that's all like out of a place of fear, which fear is never from God. So, you know, I just feel like God was really teaching me about love today, and it was really powerful, you know? And so anyway, ended up like, I didn't push anything, y'all. And I mean, I used to be like the performance pressure pusher, you know, person. And again, God used all that. So again, it's not bad. I just feel like he's showing me something new, right? We're always learning because he's so smart, I like to say. And so anyway, you know, in the end, she said, well, you know, I mean, I told her, but, and I kept using the word God just to kind of relate, you know, and then at a point, you know, I talked about Jesus, I talked about going to ministry school, and, but again, just kept it very like chill, you know, and then at the end, she was like, wow, she goes, I just really liked meeting you. She's like, what's your book called? You know, and I'm like, Letting Love In, and she goes, I'm going to look it up, and you know, and she goes, what's your name? And I gave her my name and everything. And it was just like so fun, you know, because my book is like going to tell her like Jesus is the way, you know what I mean? But like, it's, I don't know. I just could see how different I was compared to, I used to be like very anxiety ridden. Like if I don't tell her about Jesus right now, like it's like over, I screwed up and she's going not to heaven. You know, I would just get really thinking I was the savior instead of being like, you know what? Jesus uses us to love people so that we're planting seeds, and then he's like real big. You know what I mean? Like he has ways to get to people. And sometimes we water, sometimes we plant seeds, sometimes we, you know, do bring the harvest forth. And so I think I just used to like always want to bring the harvest forth. And I've had to kind of learn like, you know what? Love is what plants the seeds. Love is what, you know, really shows people Jesus. And I also telling on myself used to try to be perfect so that I looked like Jesus. It's so awkward, but it's true. And you know, I just realized like, that's kind of almost like where I think we sometimes get called as Christians, like, oh, we think we're holier than thou or whatever. You know what I mean? Like when really truly like Jesus has taught me like, hey, if you were perfect, you wouldn't need me. So don't try to be perfect. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay. So it was just really cool. And it was just great, you know? And when she left, like, you know, I love fashion. I loved her sunglasses and just told her that. And, you know, like she was going to a fun party this weekend. And I was like, oh, I love fun parties. Have so much fun at your party, you know? And it was just like being a normal human, you know? But it was so interesting to me because I just rolled in there to like celebrate, you know, with the Lord, and was kind of just being blessed by God and him, you know, treating me to something so sweet, like nails, which is like a gift. And then for him to have a little divine appointment that like wasn't a pressure cooker, it was just like very easy. And even when I didn't, you know, say anything about him at first, you know, I just said, oh God, you know, I didn't beat myself up about it. I was just like, God, like, open up another opportunity for me to talk to this woman and have her say something to me. And y'all, that's exactly what happened. Like, it was so cool. It was a lesson for me, y'all. It was a lesson. I was just like, okay, Linz, like, God, just like go with God. You know, don't be so hard on yourself, even when it comes to evangelism, you know? And so it's just like really, really special. And I'm just like, man, God is so cool. Like, he's just so cool, you know? So I wanted to come on today and just talk about that, you know, just talk about how the difference between, like, I don't know, even walking around in life, you know, and how we can be so hard on ourselves, even for like not doing the work of God very well, you know, or whatever, like missing it here and there. Like, we're so hard on ourselves. And I've been that way for a long time. And I know some of you listening are that way. And I just want to encourage us all, myself included, like, just chill, you know, and just, you know, just be you and like allow God to just work through you. And it doesn't, you don't have to bring them from like A to Z, you know, you don't have to bring them like, you know, to their knees, like the first time you meet them. You know, God, he's really, really, really smart. You know what I mean? And he just has ways of planting seeds. He knows. And this happened to me before I was a Christian. Like, you know, I had a sister who's a really strong Christian. So I had this like constant in my life that would kind of talk to me about it, you know, but then God would drop these little seedlings in, you know, random things. And honestly, that's what made it pretty apparent to me that God had to be real, because it wasn't just one person taking me from A to Z. There was a constant in my life, but then there were also like random lady at work that happened to be a Christian. I didn't really quite understand her story. Like, there were all these like little nuggets, you know what I mean? All these little seedlings that just would happen in my life where people talk about God. I was on a date. If you've read my book, you know that story. But, you know, I'd be on a date and this, you know, I was 4 vodkas in and this guy's talking to me about God. And I'm like, what? Like, do you know my sister? Like, why do you speak this language? You know, and my sister lived in Texas and this guy, you know, we were in Atlanta, and I legit, because he had a similar, like, the way he talked was similar to my sister, that I legit in my mind, my 4 vodka mind, was like, does this guy know my sister? Like, why would they say some of the same things? But that's one of the things that kind of led me closer to God. So I think I just wanted to come on and say, like, just chill and be you, and, you know, like, if you need to say, if God leads you to say something, say it, but don't then let the enemy beat you up, because first of all, he doesn't love us doing that. But second of all, like, remember, the inner critic is like the enemy, like, lying to you, and then like your own ouchies connecting to that and really just like taking yourself down. You know what I mean? So like, you know, like, the enemy is saying, I can't believe that you didn't say the word Jesus when you talked to that person. I mean, hello. You know, and then if you have like an ouchie of like performance or an ouchie of like, you know, guilt or whatever, it's like going to connect to that. Or really the biggest ouchie is self-criticism, being very hard on yourself. If like that ouchie, if that lie connects to that ouchie, it's going to try to take you down and really just screw up your day, you know? So I just recommend, like, just be you, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't trying to be all like happy when I walked in that nail salon. I just was like, I don't even know I wasn't doing anything really. I was just being myself. And this lady like saw something in me, which we all know is Jesus. And then it opened up a sweet conversation, and I messed it up per se the first time. But then I asked God for another chance, you know, in my head. And I asked him to make it not weird and have her ask me a question. And she did. And then it made it super easy, you know, which is like so fun. And, you know, she may never look up my book and she may never read my book, but God has a plan for her. Like, there's going to be someone else somewhere else that says the next thing to her and the next thing to her and the next thing to her. And then, you know, he's really, really smart. So anyway, that's what I felt to come on and share, because we are really going from, you know, season 5, which is, you know, an expose on the inner critic, right? To season 6, which is going to be about love. It's going to be really sweet and very different than maybe even what you're thinking. So I'm excited. That's going to be probably in the coming weeks, not right away. We're going to finish up here about the inner critic. I've got this episode coming up with someone that you totally know. I mean, it's, well, I should say if you're on the West Coast, you absolutely know this brand, which is really cool. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be a really cool podcast. I'll probably be in a few weeks, though. So anyway, guys, I love you so much. And I just wanted to come on and share some fun testimonies with you and just remind you that you are loved by Love himself and that he is very real in your life, whether you know it or not, whether you know him or not. And he will make himself known to you. So I'm going to pray for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being way kinder to us than we are to ourselves. Thank you that you teach us kindness, that we don't have to perform to try to be kind like you, but you actually teach us kindness because your word says that it is your kindness that leads us to repentance. Repentance, obviously, is to change our mind, and it's your kindness that leads us to change our mind to align with how you think. And that's pretty incredible, God. So we just thank you that you do it in and through us, and we just try to keep ourselves as, you know, cleaned out as possible so you can work through us, Lord. And I just thank you for your grace, even when we mess up and even when, you know, I like lost it on this man yesterday, even though in the end I felt like you wanted me to stand up for myself and that didn't feel like love to me. But I think in the end that was me like respecting myself enough to tell this man, like, you don't get to speak to me that way, which I've never done before. So that was new and a little awkward for me. But I just thank you for your grace every day, God, that you are love. And we don't really know what love is. We think we do, but you are love. You say in your word, God is love. And so we want to learn love from love himself. And I thank you that you stood up for yourself. You stood up for women a lot. And so you are very okay with us doing that as well, even if it's messy at first when we're learning. So thanks, God, that you have more grace for us than we could imagine and that you're always teaching us new things and always drawing us closer to who we are created to be in you. And we bless your holy name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Bless y'all. Well, well, well. Wasn't that interesting? We can't wait until next week. Don't forget to grab Crushing Your Inner Critic Masterclass at lindseymorgan.co and use the promo code LOVE to get 50% off. This was recorded at New Vine Music in Santa Monica, California. We would like to thank Leonardo Antonori for producing this track. To learn more about them or to license original music for your next project, go to newvinemusic.com.